朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
在弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣回来的时候，
When the Lord comes back，
这一次的审判叫做家法处理。
And this time of judgment is a judgment within the household。
再不好顶多管教，但是不会有永远的审判。
And at the very worst is discipline, but it's not eternal condemnation。
这叫做基督台前的审判。
This is the judgment before the judgment seat of Christ。
还有一个审判是在千年国度结束之后。
There's another judgment that is to come at the conclusion of the millennial year.
我们要被带到永世之前。
And we're going to be brought right before its eternity.
圣经上讲到有一个白色大宝座的审判。
The judgment of the great white throne.
哦，那个审判是一个可怕的审判。
That judgment is dreadful.
所有没有信主的要跟着撒旦一同被丢到永火去。
All those who did not, who does not call on the name of the Lord will be cast into hell with Satan.
因为神定义要把撒旦丢到无底坑里面去。
Because it is God's will that Satan would be thrown into the pit.
所以所有还被撒旦捆绑在撒旦权势底下的人，
So all those who are still under his bound and his dominion，
要像重像我们提粽子一样，一起所有被绑在一起的都跟着一起提起来。
Just like the Chinese tamale, they're all tied together. When you pull it together, they're all in one lump.
所以当神处理撒旦的时候，所有还在撒旦权下没得到释放的，就一起丢到硫磺火湖里。
So when the judgment comes upon Satan, all those who are in his dominion are thrown into the lake of fire.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一面在这里感恩我们得救了。
So brothers and sisters, on the one hand, we are grateful that we are saved.
一面我们要纪念我们亲爱的家人和朋友们。
But we need to remember our relatives and our dear friends.
因为那个日子要来。
Because that day will come.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里，神告诉我们，我们要在行审判的路上等候神。
So brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us on this way to judgment, we are waiting for God.
而启示录第二十二章，我们一起来看一下。
Revelation chapter 22, let's look at it together.
第十节到十三节
10 to 13.
他又对我说，不可封了这书上的预言，因为日期近了，不义的叫他仍旧不义，污秽的叫他仍旧污秽，唯义的叫他仍旧唯义，圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽，我是首先的，我是末后的，主我是终。弟兄姊妹，这一节圣经又再一次主亲口告诉约翰。
And brothers, these verses, once again, the Lord himself tells John.
不义的叫他仍旧不义。
Those who are unrighteous, let him be unrighteous still.
污秽的叫他仍旧污秽。
He who is filthy, let him...
就是你知道吗？当我每一次想到这一节或读到这一节的时候
，Whenever I come to this particular verse，
我说不出来，我的心里面都会揪一下。
And I don't know how to describe it, but my heart is
我觉得这是一件非常严肃的一件事情。
My heart twitches because this is a very serious issue。
马太福音二十四章，当主耶稣讲到人子的日子的时候
，Matthew chapter 24, when Lord Jesus talks about the days of the Son of Man，
他说挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也会怎样。
As the day of Noah, so shall be the day of the Son of Man。
那时候人照常吃喝嫁娶
，and man ate and married。
在人的这一面照常
，and on the man's side it's just ordinary. They carried on。
照常吃喝嫁娶
，every single day they ate and they got married。
原来怎么过就是怎么过。
How they live is how they live。
而启示录二十二章让我读的时候心揪啊
！And these verses, when I read it, my heart twitches.
主在这里说，随便他，任凭他。
The Lord says, I'm just going to let these people go.
他不义的叫他仍旧不义。
If they are unrighteous, they'll remain unrighteous.
圣洁的污秽的叫他仍旧污秽。
Those who are filthy, let them remain filthy.
弟兄姊妹啊，被神打到任凭的这种境界，那是可怕的事情。
When God no longer cares, it is a dreadful thing.
或是我们的生活一直活在束缚里面，这是一个危险的事情。
And even when our lives are just in the ordinary, it is a very dreadful thing.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们警醒。
So dear brothers and sisters, we ask Lord help us to wake up.
千万不要以为说我现在活在软弱，活在肉体，活在世界的享受，没什么关系。
Do not think that it is okay. I'm living in weakness. I'm living in the enjoyment of this world. It doesn't really matter.
当我们里面那个长进追求的心字掉的时候，我们要知道这是危机。
When the passion and the desire for growth is fallen, is gone, it is a critical time.
在我们的生命和生活里面已经缺少了 delta, 缺少改变的时候，是一个红灯了。
And your life, you start to increase, there is no delta, and it is a red light flashing.
我们要逃避掉到神任凭的情形。
We need to run away from the state where God says, He's just let us be.
我们要逃避那种仍旧像树长一样的情形。
We need to run away from just as is.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神真的是帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
也将来我们去见神。
And that day when we go and see God.
神不是根据我们的成就。
God is not going to come and
神也不是根据我们的恩赐、圣经的知识来衡量我们。
God is not going to measure you according to your success, your knowledge of the Bible.
也不是人怎么样子来衡量我们。
Or how man has measured you.
是神。他有他自己的标准来衡量我们。
But God has His standards.
别人怎么看你不是重要的事。
How other people see you, it is not all that important.
连我们自己怎么看自己也都不是那么重要的事。
How we see ourselves, it's really not that important either.
我们在乎神怎么看我们。
We need to care about how God sees us.
别人夸奖你不要上当。
Somebody who is praising you,Don't fall to that.
别人也不知道他在说什么。
They may not know what they're talking about.
你应该知道我们自己是什么。
You know who you are.
有一次我在 Orange County 讲完道的时候。
And I was in Orange County and after I finished a particular message.
有弟兄姊妹带我去一个精神病院去看一个这个福音朋友。
And Brent's sister took me to a mental health hospital.
我那天去的时候就像今天差不多穿西装打领带这样进去、啊、
And that day when I went and visited that patient I was looking very much like how I look today、
啊、那个时候比现在更年轻一点稍微帅一点
I was a little younger then and a little more handsome
所以当我走进那个病院的时候
And when I went into that hospital、
啊、好多病人原来在聊天看到我进来突然站起来
A lot of people who were patients who were talking amongst themselves They saw me all of a sudden they all stood up
哇有的人以为我是 FBI 哇我从小羡慕 那种很很厉害的人哈。
Some of the patients thought I was an FBI agent, and I felt pretty cool.
还有一个大概是退伍军人，一看到我进来，马上站起来敬礼 ，Mr. President.
And there was a retired soldier who saw me come in. He stood up and saluted to me, Mr. President.
他叫我总统先生。
And he said, Mr. President.
哇，我那天走路也不会因为他叫我总统先生我就生气了。
And I wasn't any more proud because he esteemed me as Mr. President.
因为我知道我是什么。
I know who I am.
啊，弟兄姊妹啊，世界上人夸奖我们都是暂时的，或是他们不知道我们的本相。
Brothers, the boast and the praise of man are temporal, and they really do not know our true conditions.
将来他主说赏罚在我，不是在乎别人的 input.
The Lord said in these verses, the rewards are in my hands, not from the inputs of others.
也不在乎你自己去讲什么。
It is not a matter of how you argue for yourself.
他有他的标准来衡量我们。
He has his standard, and he measures against that.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，在这里讲到我们要在审判的路上来迎接他。
So brothers, once again, on this way to judgment, you are to meet your God.
我们的生命要去面对他。
Your life needs to come face to face with God.
我们的生活要去面对他。
Your every single day will come face to face with God.
我们的言行要去面对他。
Your words and deeds will come face to face with God.
圣经上说，所有的话，每一句你天都要在主人面前招供出来，你有没有想过
？The Bible says every word that proceeds out of your mouth will be brought before Him.
我都不好意思讲了，对不对
？Have you thought about that? If that were true, you would not say it.
我们多少的话不中听，多少的思想经不起看呢
？So many words that cannot be heard, so many thoughts cannot be seen.
保罗说，我们所有的工程有一天有火要来 reveal， 要来发现它。
Paul says that every single work of your hands would be tried by fire.
Reveal 有火发现这个发现中文翻译的不好啊。
To be revealed by fire, the Chinese translation is not quite there yet.
它是讲到 reveal, it will be revealed by fire, 要火要把它显明出来。
That your work will be revealed by fire.
它不是只是照出来看你工作怎么样。
It is not a fire that illuminates light and sheds upon your work.
是有火要来烧这个工程。
But your work is going to be burned.
那金银宝石就经得起火烧仍然是金银宝石。
If it is precious stone and metal, then it will endure.
草木和谐一烧全部没有了。
But if it's wood, hay, or stubble, it will not remain.
保罗说我们虽然得救。
Paul says that you may be saved.
但是只像从火里经过。
But like those who've been snatched out of the fire.
所有的东西都不剩下来。
All those things will not remain.
这样就弟兄姊妹这是一件严肃的事啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is a serious thing.
希望我们在主面前祷告就是那一天会被火烧掉的希望今天就先被烧掉。
We pray with all of our hearts.That day, what the fire will consume will be consuming our life.
不要那天去见主被烧掉的时候，我们后悔 没有机会了。
Do not wait until that day you're standing before his seat and it is consumed and there is no time to regret.
所有机会都过去了。
All your opportunities are gone.
这就是为什么我们讲的总要趁着还有今日。
This is why we say while it is still called today.
今天是我们预备自己的时候。
Today is the day of preparation.
所以阿摩斯提醒神的百姓，你当预备迎接你的神。
So Amos says to the people of God,Be prepared to meet your God.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是真有预备呢？
But sisters, are we truly prepared?
我们是不是真在主的面前在乎也相信这个日子的临到呢？
Do we truly care and believe that this day will come?
有一个姊妹有一天做梦，梦到她这个周围弟兄姊妹都被提了。
A sister one time had a dream. Everybody around her was raptured.
你们有没有做梦被提的经验？
Anybody who's had a dream where you were raptured?
我做过两次。
I had it twice.
我醒来跟念慈姊妹讲的时候，她问我的第一个问题就是说我在哪里。
I told Sister Nancy twice, and the first question she asked me was, where was I?
那个姊妹做梦，周围人都上去了。
And she had a dream, and she was taken up.
她升不上去。
And she felt that she was stuck in midair.
她不知道为什么就是上不去那么重。
She said, why can't I go up anymore?
她往下一看呢，原来一个钢琴绑在她腿上。
She looked down, and she saw a piano that is tied to her leg.
她天天就在那里享受钢琴。都忘记主了。
And every day she was playing her piano, she forgot about the Lord.
有个东西捆绑。
She was bound by something.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人绑着我们上不去的东西就不一样。
But sister, there may be different things that is bound to our legs.
你可能不一个最薄型的 laptop 也可以把你拉下来。
Maybe it's the thinnest laptop that may be holding you down.
最小的 iPod 可以把你留下来。
Smallest iPod may keep you suspended in midair.
要去我们听的都是不知道什么东西。
And everything that you listen to, really don't know what it is.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求神帮助我们。
Francis, we need to ask the Lord to help us.
要预备自己去见他。
Prepare ourselves to meet him.
在审判的路上迎见他。
And the ways of judgment to usher him in.
我知道那天没有一个人可以替我去见神。
I know that day, no one can go and meet God for me.
有多少的失败懊悔在我们的生命中。
So many failures, so many regrets.
但是感谢神，当神没有把我们生命取去的时候。
But we thank God before our time is up.
神不是多给我们一天在地上浪费。
It's not that he give us another day to waste.
神是多给我们一天在地上预备自己的机会。
But to give us another day, another opportunity to prepare ourselves.
让我们可以总要趁着还有今日赶快再来预备。
That while it is still called today, that we can still prepare.
圣经上充满了怎么样子预备自己迎接神的经文。
The Bible has all sorts of scriptures and says how to prepare yourself to meet God.
我这里只举两个很典这个简单的。
I'm only going to mention two simple ones.
一个嘛，在路加福音二十一章。
Luke chapter 21.
主耶稣临走之前。对门徒的劝告。
It is the warning and the teaching of the Lord to the disciples before he left.
21章我们从34节读到36节。
34 to 36.
一起来。
Together.
你们要谨慎思虑累住你们的心那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。你们要时时警醒常常祈求使你们能逃避这一切要来的事得以站立在人子面前。好34节到36节在这里提到主至少给我们两个重要的提醒。
34 verse 34 to 36, the Lord has two important reminders.
第一个他说到你们要谨慎。
It says, take heed.
要防备一件事情。
To guard something.
防备什么事呢?
What is it that you're up to guard?
防备你被今生的一些事情累住了你的心。
That you are weighted down, your hearts are weighted down by the things of this life.
而让那个日子像一个网罗一样临到了你。
That day will come upon you unexpectedly.
那主特别提到了两件事。
Like a snare, and the Lord reminded two things.
一件事情要逃避贪食醉酒这种放纵肉体享受的事情。
And the very first thing are the carousing, the drunkenness, and the cares of this life.
你可能说我又不贪食，我又不醉酒。
Carousing and drunkenness. You say, well, I don't eat much junk food, and I don't drink a lot of wine.
我们仍然在这里说到的，你个人贪的东西或是沉醉的东西不一样。
The things that you covet after, that you long after, they may be different for all of us.
可能你滴酒不沾，可是你却是一个网路迷。
And perhaps you don't drink a drop of wine, but you're stuck on the internet.
可能你不贪钱，可是你却贪别的东西。
Perhaps you do not love money, but you love other things.
就是今生的肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，这些世上的东西，不要让它来累住我们。
The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of this life, do not allow these things to weigh us down.
所以有的人因为贪食醉酒，或是因为今生的思虑而累住了我们的心。
And because of the carousing, the drunkenness, and the cares of this life, our hearts are weighted down.
今天坐在这里没有烦恼的请举手。
Anybody who has no worries, raise your hand.
完全没有烦恼。
You have absolutely no worries.
小朋友都有烦恼了。
And even the younger ones, you know, we have worries.
你烦恼的内容是今生的呢？
The content of your worries, are they for this life?
还是你真正属灵上的，跟神的关系，或是属灵的生命？
Or are they spiritual matters in your relationship with God?
到底什么的思虑烦恼现在正在我们里面 weigh down, 就在累住我们的心。
What are the things that you worry about? What are those things that are weighing your heart down?
真的就像那个钢琴一个重量把你给拉下来。
Just like that sister that had a dream, her piano was weighing her down.
到底是什么？
What is it?
这是主耶稣的提醒，不是我于洪杰的提醒。
This is the Lord Jesus' reminder, it's not Hong Jie Yu's reminder.
贪食醉酒今生的思虑。
Drunkenness and the cares for this life.
主在这里提到的第二个
And the second thing.
他说你们要时时警醒
And the Lord says, be watchful.
常常祈求
And pray. Pray always.
使你们能逃避这一切要来的事得以站立在人子面前
That you may escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
能够逃避因为我们缺乏预备而被留下来经过大灾难的日子
And to escape from the days of judgment where we're left behind to go through the tribulation.
我现在没有空去讲灾前、灾中、灾后被提的三派神学思想。
And I don't have the time to go through the theology of the pre-post-tribulation.
但是当我们真正在主的面前是一个对的人、对的生活。
But when we're the right person, and we're living a right life before God.
在普天下受试炼的时候，神要保守我们脱离这一切的日子。
And when the world is being judged and go through this tribulation, we will be delivered from these days.
那我们可以欢欢喜喜地站在主的面前。
And we may rejoicingly stand before God.
所以主在这里提醒我们要时时警醒。
So the Lord says, be alert.
常常祈求。
Now be watchful and pray always.
主耶稣在克西马利园对门徒们说的，你们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
And this is exactly what the Lord told the disciple in the Garden of Gethsemane to watch and pray lest they fall into temptation.
所以简单的来说
，So in short,
一方面我们对自己肉体的需要跟欲望，我们需要在主的面前被主节制。
On the one hand, we need to have restraint from the Lord concerning the desires and the wants of our flesh.
第二方面对今生的事情，我们要在主的面前不要被他累住。
And second thing, do not be weighted down by the things that only pertain to this life.
不要天天只为了今生忧虑，为了今天忧虑。
Do not worry for the things of this life. Do not worry about today.
第三方面是积极的。
And the second point is actually more active.
我们借着警醒祷告。
Be watchful and be pray always.
让我们活在神的面前。
That we are always living before Him.
那一天我们就能站立在人子的面前。
And that day you'll be able to stand before the Son of Man.
然后我们看保罗怎么告诉我们。
And we'll look at Paul. What did he say?
哥林多后书提摩太后书第四章第七节到第八节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 through 8.
他说那美好的仗我已经打过了当跑的路我已经跑尽了所信的道我已经守住了从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的不但赐给我也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人弟兄姊妹我们很羡慕保罗的把握
And we really long for the certainty that Paul has.
不要拿我们自己打过的仗、跑过的路、走过的道去跟保罗相比。
Do not take the fight that we've fought, the race we've run, and compare it against Paul.
那没得比的。
You cannot compare to what he's done.
但是神却给我们每一个人都量好了我们当打的仗、当守的道、当跑的路。
But God has measured for each and every one of us the fight that we ought to fight, the faith that we ought to keep.
但我们在我们这一生结束的时候。
And at the conclusion of this life,
当主来的时候
when the Lord does come,
我们能不能说美好的仗我打了
Can we say, I fought the good fight?
当跑的路我跑了
I've ran my race.
所信的道我守住了
I kept my faith.
神怎样为了保罗预备了一个公义的冠冕
How God, how God has prepared a crown of righteousness for Paul.
保罗告诉我们，不光是为着我。
Paul says it's not just for him.
也是为着所有爱慕他显现的人。
For all those who longs after his appearing.
我刚才说过，只有预备好的人。
And I said before, only those who are prepared.
才会真正渴慕主的回来。
Will really yearn and long for his return.
不然不渴慕主的人根本不把主的事当回事。
Those who do not long for the Lord, you will not care about his things.
他们也说甚至讥诮说主要来的应许在哪里啊没看到嘛。
And they will mock and they will laugh. Where is the promise of his return?
他们还是跟树常一样过他们的生活。
They'll live just like every single other day.
或是真相信但是却害怕因为没预备好。
There are also others who truly believe, but they're terrified because they're not prepared.
只有真正爱慕主显现的人。
Only those who longs for the appearing of the Lord.
只有真正预备好的他才会爱慕主的显现。
Only those who are prepared will long for his return.
所以以前有个牧师在讲天堂多么美好。
So there was a pastor one time talking about how beautiful heaven was.
讲到地狱多么可怕。
And how dreadful the hell is.
讲完的时候问说谁愿意上天堂。
And he asked after he's spoken those words, he asked,
全部会众，不管信主没信主都举手。
And everybody, whether they're saved or not, they all raised their hand.
然后接着问第二个问题，那么现在就愿意去的人请举手。
And then those who want to go right now, raise your hand.
底下没有人举手。
Nobody raised their hand.
我记得我曾经问过我们。
I recall asking the question.
我们中间有大概三到五个人举过手。
There are about three to five people who rose their hand.
我想看看你们改变了没有。
And I want to see if you're changed.
想现在就上去见主的，请举手。
Everybody who wants to go see the Lord now, raise your hand.
这么多个。我说过啊，其实只有两种人真的想去见主。
There are only two type of people that really want to see God.
一个是真的预备好爱慕主显现的人，很属灵。
Those who are really prepared, they're spiritual, they long for their appearing of God.
一个是最近受了打击，想不开，活得不耐烦的人。
The second group of people are those who've gone through some hurts and they don't want to live anymore. They want to go.
觉得活在今生真是虚空，真是苦啊。
And they say this life is all but vanity, is bitter.
我看刚才这几个都像是蛮爱主的。
I saw those hands who came up. They all are those who love the Lord.
感谢神啊。
And we thank God.
哎呀，有的时候要爱慕主，有的时候真的是想念他回来。
You long for the Lord. You think about him.
哎，有的时候一忙碌就忘记这件事情。
There are times I get busy and I forget about it.
我记得我以前有时候为了他回来，想到这个唱等主回来的歌都会哭。
And I remember there were times when I would sing hymns about his returning, I would just shed tears.
可当自己软弱，当自己忙在世界的时候，有时候就忘记这件事，连这种感觉都掉了。
And when I'm weak and I'm lost in the busyness of the work, I even lose the senses.
我记得主牧师有一次讲到这个林道亮院长。
Pastor Zuo once talked about Brother Lin.
Lin, yeah. 他已经九十多岁了。
He's over 90 years old.
他说他常常早上醒来对主讲的第一句话。
And every time he wakes up in the morning, the very first things that he said.
他说主啊，你怎么还没有把我接走啊
？He says, Lord, how come you haven't taken me yet?
弟兄姊妹，我们真的很羡慕他这样天天预备好了要迎接主。
We really admire such a brother who's prepared every day to meet the Lord.
但是当主还把今天留给我们。
But while the Lord still give us today.
希望我们不是只是在这里白白的等。
That you're not just waiting aimlessly.
而是我们全力积极的来预备自己。
But actively prepare ourselves.
我决定相信还有一些的仗等着我们去打。
I know there's still some fights left over for us to fight.
有一些的路等着我们去跑。
And there's some race that is still not yet ran.
有这么多丰盛的救恩等着我们去经历。
And the fullness of the salvation for us to experience.
那希望我们能够趁着今日好好加油。
But while it is still called today, we all gear up.
尼陀森弟兄写的诗歌里面。
Brother Nee wrote it in these words.
有一类的诗歌是它的特点，就是讲到主的再来。
And this particular hymn talks about the return of the Lord.
我在纲要上列的372首的其中的一节。
And hymn 372, particular verse.
这是他很年轻的时候写的。
He wrote it while he was still fairly young.
他说：“我今每日举目细望，审判台前亮光，愿我所有生活工作。”那日都能赖活。
He said, I'm daily gazing at the light out of his judgment seat that all my living and my works may stand the test of fire.
他还有另外一首诗歌373首。
And 373 is another hymn that he wrote.
他说哎呀为你机会已是何等的少。
Verse 4, he said,
他说，哎呀，为你机会已是何等的少。
Alas, we're now left with few chances to share.
所有机会快要过去。
To learn and to taste of his grief, and these opportunities would go by.
到了第五节结束的时候，他的一个祷告，他说，求你怜悯，使我充满你大爱。
And then to come to verse 5, he says, Have mercy, dear Lord, fill me full of thy love.
不顾一切为你生活。
Then my life shall be worthy for thee.
免得你仆人今天急切望将来，将来又悔今天错过。
Lest longing for joy in the heaven above, I fail here to suffer for thee.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，真的希望我们这些人活的是很不一样的人。
And these people who have lived their days, they are different.
我们为着那个荣耀的盼望。
And for that glorious hope.
在信心中与神同行。
That in faith walk with God.
在爱中为主而活。
That in love live for the Lord.
因为长存的就是信望爱。
For that which endures forever is faith, hope, and love.
为着那一个荣耀的盼望。
For that glorious hope.
我们在信心中与神同行。
We walk with the Lord in faith.
在爱里面，我们全心的来爱他，为他而活。
And love completely live for him.
我相信我们这一生结束的时候。
I know that when we come to the end of our days.
不仅仅我们自己没有遗憾。
Not only we will have no regrets.
也就像一个老牧师有一次帮一个。被主接走的弟兄写花篮还是写墓碑的时候
Just like an old pastor, he was writing some words on the flowers that he was giving.
他写了四个字
And he wrote four letters, Chinese characters.
好的无比
How wonderful.
不信主的人看到这个话会生气的对不对
Those who are non-believers, when they see these words, they will be upset and angry.
我家人死了，你在这花篮上给我写好的无比。
And my family member died, and you said wonderful.
但是所有的基督徒，尤其爱主的人，都会阿门。
And every Christian, everyone who loves the Lord, will say amen.
卸下了地上一切的劳苦。
He's let go of all the labors of this life.
我们欢然去见主。
And rejoicingly, he's going to
meet God. 弟兄姊妹，如果主稍微迟延呢
？If the Lord should tarry,
我们要去见他。
We are going to go see him.
更何况我们很有可能在活着的时候。
And even more so, while we are still alive,
我们亲眼看见主回来。
It is very likely that we will see
His return. 因为主说人子的脚步近了。
Because the Lord says the footsteps of the Son of Man is near.
就在门口。
He is right at the door.
巴不得我们里面再唱这条歌的时候。
And I pray that as we sing this hymn once again,
我们里面这么有把握。
We really have the certainty.
当那边点名的时候。
When the roll is called,
我必在其中。
When the roll is called up yonder, I am there.
我的中文信是于三沟。三个笔画。
The way my last name is written in the Chinese character.
所以在台湾点名的时候，永远是在前面被叫到。
It's always called at the very beginning when the roll is called.
来到美国 ，YU 常常是最后被点到。
And my last name in English is YU, and the roll is called. I'm usually the last one.
不管前面点后面点，我知道我永远会被点到。
Whether I'm called in the beginning or called at the end, I know I will always be called.
弟兄姊妹，当那天主耶稣在那里叫名字的时候
，When the Lord is going through His roll call,
I know. 早晚有一个，他会叫到我的名字。
He's going to call my name.
那时候我要带着我这一生的果效，我去见我的主。
I'm going to take all the labors of this life. I'm going to go see my Lord.
所有过去的我们已经没有办法弥补了。
The things in time past I cannot change.
我们放在主的宝血底下。
We put it under the blood of the Lord.
所有的将来。
All the future
等着我们去好好的活出来
is waiting for you to live it out.
你要怎么样子创造美好的未来呢
How are you going to create a wonderful future?
怎么样子过一个丰富的未来呢
How do you live an abundant future?
未来到底有多久我们怎么知道呢
How long are our futures? How
do we know? 都不知道我们还有多少的未来
You do not know how much of that future still exists.
但是有一件事我们知道
But one thing we do know.
至少主把今天留给我们
At the very least, the Lord is giving me today.
所以我们总要趁着还有今天
So therefore, while it is still Call today.
好好的爱他呀
Love the Lord.
我们恢复跟主之间对的关系
Restore and have a right relationship with the Lord.
我们要竭力得着神的赏好
And with all of our strength, let
God bless us. 我们把自己献上自己当做活祭给他
We give ourselves a living sacrifice.
我们愿意在每一件事情上来长进
Then everything I want to grow.
好让我们这一生能够活出我们的最好
That this life I may live out its best.
也预备好自己去迎接他
And I am prepared to see my God.
朋友。你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话， 就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。